This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Cabinet secretaries from the PMO New Delhi visited government primary school Lalung under Mechuka Circle in Sri Yomi district yesterday and interacted with students and school authorities. A memorandum was submitted to the visiting officials seeking welfare measures for the school as well for Lalung village. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today flagged off the three-day practical career counseling program in Tawang, helping students of Government Higher Secondary School and Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalaya schools gain useful guidance and clarity for better career choices. The members of the Judges Association, Arunachal Pradesh, called on Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta yesterday. They presented a detailed representation on matters pertaining to the Arunachal Pradesh Legal Services Authority and other allied subjects to the Chief Secretary. In response, Mr. Gupta said the issues shared during the formal interaction were carefully listened to and duly noted by him. In a tragic fire incident that broke out around midnight on Thursday in the hostel of Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose Avasiya Vidyalaya Taksang in Tawang district, reportedly due to an electrical short circuit, a class 1 student lost her life due to the intensity of the blaze despite efforts to rescue her. Student Dorji Somu of class 8 and hostel warden Nima Lamu bravely rescued many children who were asleep at the time. Personnel from the nearby Indian Army unit, along with villagers, school staff and the hostel authorities also responded immediately. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo visited the site and has ordered for a magisterial inquiry to ascertain the facts and circumstances of the incident through Circle Officer Jemmy Tang, and further issued an order for district-wide safety audit of all the residential schools and hostels. In another fire incident today in Upper Siang, the Indian Army's 5th Dogra Regiment, along with firefighters, police and locals, acted swiftly to contain a fire that gutted the house of Opang Jamo near the general ground in Tuting. The fire, reportedly caused by a short circuit and a leaking gas cylinder, was prevented from spreading to nearby areas, showcasing the Army's prompt and commendable response. A major search and rescue operation has been launched by the Indian Army in higher reaches of Chaglagam and the Anjao district of Arunachal Pradesh. The effort was launched after a civilian vehicle carrying 22 workers from Tinsukia in Assam fell off a cliff near kilometer 40. Multiple rescue columns have been deployed with medical teams and representatives from police, NDRF, SDRF and GREF in coordination with civil authorities. Despite harsh terrain, all efforts are underway to rescue the individuals. Polling for the Panchayat election 2025 in Dibang Valley commenced today with early voting for officials deployed on election duty. Election duty certificate voting was facilitated to enable personnel assigned to various polling stations to cast their votes ahead of the main polling day. A total of 81 election duty staff, 24 female and 57 male, exercised their franchise through the EDC system, marking a smooth and orderly start to the polling process in the district. The Deputy Commissioner cum District Election Officer Panchayati Raj Papumpare District Visakha Yadav convened a poll day preparatory review meeting yesterday to review and strengthen arrangements for the smooth conduct of the Panchayati Raj elections at UPA. During the meeting, detailed deliberations were held on the vehicle movement plan for polling teams and security personnel to ensure timely and safe transportation. Special emphasis was laid on security arrangements for counting centers and strong rooms. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.